Good to see everyone this morning. I expected to see you last week, but I had to go to the hospital and spend a little time. But it is so good to see you. Good to see Michelle and Caroline and each and every one of you. I'm hoping my voice clears up a little. It's not going to clear up maybe a lot, but a little. I believe Becky was saying a while ago, we want a good, strong sermon. When the Lord laid this sermon on my heart, I said, that's foo-foo. I need something stronger. And the Lord said, it's not foo-foo. And it is the strongest you can deliver. So, I could think of a million verses for the subject. Excuse me. But the Lord laid one on my heart that is the strongest that I can imagine. My sermon this morning is More Than Conquerors Through Love. And the subject matter is love. In John 3:16, we know it forwards and backwards. For God so loved the world . When you love someone, there is an action. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So God loved, he gave Jesus on the cross that we might have everlasting life. My doctors told me this past week, I'm pretty much in the hands of God. And I appreciate your prayers. And there's some other little things that we might consider. But we're really looking to the Lord for his healing power. Let's pray together. Lord, we're thankful for your word. Lord, we're thankful for your love that generated the word and everything that we have. Thank you for life eternal. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for caring. Thank you for giving. Thank you for holding us tight. When we struggle to hold to you, you've got a grip on us that will never, never fail. We give glory to you. Amen. Romans 8, 35 through 39. And this is the basis of my message. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? How many enjoy a little tribulation? I enjoy no tribulation. I've had enough tribulation and a year for a lifetime. Or distress. Oh yeah, give me some distress. That's good stuff. Persecution, famine. I don't know much about famine. Yeah, every time I turn around, Debbie's trying to feed me something. She said, "You need to eat," which is true. Or nakedness. You know, the thing that came to my mind with this is, why did the Germans take the clothes of the Jews before they killed them? Why did they humiliate those people that way? It's sad, but that's what people do to people. Or peril, or sword. Sword's not good. Sword is getting toward the end. And verse 36 says, "As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." And you know, we in America don't face this very much, being accounted as sheep for the slaughter. But in other parts of the world, Christians are dying at the hand of persecutors, at the hand of people who want to destroy Christians. Our president, no matter what you think of our president, he stood at the UN and defended Christians all over the world. And he said that we need to have civil rights for these people who are serving the Lord. They need protection. There are people in this country that look at you as Christians and think you're worth nothing but to slaughter, nothing but to kill. They look at you as the lowest life form. But is that going to separate you from the love of God? Nay. 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 No. In all of these things, we are more. I'm almost tempted to have you repeat more, but I've slammed that so many times. I shouldn't. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. I want to tell you, God has a grip on you. Nothing can separate you from God except you. You can pull away. In the late 80s, we went to the capital of Texas. I think it was the fourth floor. It's high, way high. Doug and Donnie realized what it was like to have the death grip on their hands because they wanted to look down. I said, "Okay, I'm going to hold on to you," because they were little. They were 8 and 10, something like that, 8 and 11. And I grabbed a hold of them, and I was not letting go. They said, "You see that crack down there? That's where someone fell." I said, these guys aren't going to fall. And I grabbed a hold of them. That's the kind of grip and beyond that the Lord has on us. It's a bond of love that is unbreakable. It is a bond of love that will keep us through tribulation, stress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword. Verse 38 says, I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height. I had that one covered with Doug and Don. Nor depth, nor any other creature. Nothing. Nothing human, nothing demonic, nothing angelic. Nothing. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish but have everlasting life. The love comes from the Father, comes from the Son, comes from the Holy Ghost, and if we stay within his power, we will not be separated. We will not. The devil may try, and the devil tries to pervert love. But God will straighten it out, and there will be justice. The devil tries to pervert creation. But God will straighten it out. This country needs to wake up in so many ways. So many ways. And you say, well, people got to work things out for themselves. They better work it out through the Word of God. Because if they don't, they will find out what it is to be on the other side of God's love. That's not good. But if you're on the right side of God's love, he will protect you. Let's go to the definition of love. And I'll just be a few more minutes. I got to sneak a song in. First Corinthians 13, though I speak with tongues of men and angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith that I should remove mountains, that's a pretty big list, isn't it? That's a lot of success. But have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all of my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, God doesn't require you give your body to be burned. But if we give ourselves as a living sacrifice to and we have not love, it profits me nothing. A lot of times in a wedding ceremony, we'll read, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, and rejoices, but it rejoices in truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. God's love never fails. Our love sometimes gets messed up, but God's love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Where there are tongues, they will cease. A lot of people jump on that and say, no more tongues. They ought to be slapped on each side of their face. Turn the other cheek. Do it again. Because they disregard where there is knowledge, it shall vanish away. So basically, knowledge and tongues goes at the same times. So all these smart alecks need to be aware of that. We know in part, we prophesy in part. In other words, we're human. We're going to mess up. We're human. We do the best we can with what we know. We know in part. But when that which is perfect has he come yet? Not yet. Then that which is in part shall be done away. So Jesus is coming, right? Then what is partial, what is human of us is going to be cleared up, and we're going to know. We're going to know a lot. There's a lot of people you run into and they know everything. It's amazing. But someday, if they're Christians, they really are going to know everything, and it's going to be amazing. So tongues and knowledge gone at the same time. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am known. So if you really want to find yourself, hang on to Jesus. Someday you'll know really who you are. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love is power. God's love will make you more than a conqueror. God's love will tear into any situation and defeat it. For you, God loves you. He told us pretty much, I have your back. As Sister Watson gave interpretation this morning, I got you covered. Don't worry. You can trust me. Uh-oh. Well, I didn't get page 3. Page 3 is a song written by Dottie Rambo, If That Isn't Love. He left the splendor of heaven knowing his destiny. And that's all I know. I can't remember the rest of the words, but that brings me to my next song, which is a little more fun. Debbie told someone 40-some years ago, you can't sing that in church, because it's, but I told her I was going to use it. I'm not being that rebellious. It's a thing called love, sang by a lot of country singers. If That Isn't Love was sang by everybody, I think I might have even sang it. And Donnie, you did a good job this morning singing. Six foot six, stood on the ground, weighed 235 pounds. But I saw this giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye, and never back up. But I saw him crying like a little whipped pup, because of love. You can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand, but like the wind, it covers our land, strong enough to move the heart of any man. This thing called love. It can lift you up, never let you down, take your world and turn it all around. But ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love. Most men are like me, they struggle in doubt, they trouble their minds day in and day out, too busy with living to worry about a little word like love. But when I see a mother's tenderness, she holds her young close to her breast, then I thank God for the world's best blessing with a thing called love. There are lots of more religious songs. I realize that. But I wanted to just share with you that a thing called love is powerful. There's songs, Love Lifted Me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. There's hundreds of songs about love. But what I want to leave with you is the bond that God has with us. The agreement, the covenant. It's all based on the love of God, the love of Jesus, and the love of the Spirit, and it cannot be broken by any force. Love is powerful, not foo-foo. Powerful. Love will bring deliverance. Love will bring salvation. Love will bring healing. Love will bring everything we need. Debbie, would you come to the piano? Is there anyone that would like prayer this morning? I know we've already had prayer and come forward. Then I'm going to have prayer, and then we'll dismiss. You want prayer, Evan? Joyce? Okay. We'll have prayer for you. Okay. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will touch Joyce this morning. Touch her arm. you're a healing God. And we look to you today for that healing. In Jesus' name, take away the pain and what is behind you. We honor and give you glory. Amen. Precious Savior, thank you for your presence today, for speaking to us in tongues and interpretation, and ministering to individuals as we prayed and sought you. We're still looking unto you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Protect everyone this week. Those that are traveling, those that are going to work and back, I pray protection and your strength, that you'll minister grace and mercy every day. Every day. Touch every family. Guide us in the way you want us to go. Let our testimony be one that rings out of your grace. I pray in Jesus' name that you go with us as we dismiss from this place. Be with us, present, and love your people as we love you and as we love each other. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. You are dismissed. Printed it.
Father, this is what we all need.
Out of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Whoa.
We're here in this place tonight, a city that you have established by your own design and your
Thank
own.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We're gonna go.
Okay.
We gotta go get ready to go.
Okay. Well, you guys have fun.
We will.
Enjoy.
peace.